Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Danny's vacation continuing. I just saw a pack of Lifesavers on the table outside the studio. I don't know who brought them in, but they should be commended for doing so. Lifesavers are one of those candies that never get mentioned in any conversation about great candies. Then you have one and you go, I should have one of these every day. I should always have a Lifesaver. Now, because I am on the EMP program, your boy is not eating one of those Lifesavers and won't. Candy's just unnecessary calories at this point when I'm trying to cut weight. But I will tell you, I had this weird thought, and I know this is a super strange thought. When you're like a grandparent, when you're super old and your kids have had kids and they bring their kids to visit you, you're supposed to have like some type of candy in a bowl to offer them. I remember my grandma on my dad's side, my nanny, I loved going to her apartment as she was much older in West Virginia. And when I would go see her in her apartment, she'd always have Hershey Kisses in a bowl. It would like sit on top of her TV and she'd like, go get a Hershey Kiss. I think when I'm a grandpa, I'm going to have Lifesavers in a bowl. That's going to be my candy, the perfect candy. Actually, just for nostalgia's sake, tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. I'd be curious to know, what was the candy in the bowl at your grandparents' house? I would actually want to know that so that I know what my options are. But as of right now, Lifesavers, the leader in the clubhouse for me. Last night, Max Scherzer dominated again. I love watching Max Scherzer pitch. I love it. I do not make plans. This is not an exaggeration. When he's on the mound, I am at home. It's Max's day to throw. Nats fans call it Scherzday, which I'm not completely in on, but that's fine if you want to do that. 2 runs, 9 strikeouts, 7 innings of 5-hit ball. This was coming back from injury, and then after the start in the clubhouse, he actually said that his neck was still bothering him, particularly when he threw breaking balls. What a gutsy effort. So in game, he's still feeling pain, and with a lead that is insurmountable in the National League East, for whatever reason, he's pitching through that pain. Probably not the best idea from the team or the player's side, but he was clearly okay to pitch. He went out and he threw 7 innings of really good baseball. Punched out 9. Ultimately, Brandon Kinstler comes in and works the 8th clean with a walk that he pitched around. Sean Doolittle allowed a hit and struck out 1 in a 9th in which he racked up his 9th save of the season. And he's unblemished since he came over to Washington in what has been a prolific deadline at this point. They go get Doolittle and Madsen well before the deadline, had to pay less because of that decision. A gem from Rizzo. Then they go get Kinstler right at the deadline. Howie Kendrick has been awesome. Last night, a rare offer for him hitting 2nd in the lineup. But if you were acquired by the Nationals in the last month, you've had a great first few weeks in this organization. Across the board universally. Whether you're one of the 3 relievers or you're Kendrick. So they win last night with Scherzer on the mound. I tweeted during the game, and this was like just not something I thought out or thought when I tweeted, oh, this would be a good topic. I just tweeted what I was feeling at the moment. I said, I don't think I have ever enjoyed watching a DC player more than I like watching Max Scherzer, not hyperbole. And then I thought, maybe Gilbert Arenas is in the conversation. And a bunch of people responded to me saying, how much they either like watching Max or other guys that they liked a lot. And I realized at that time, this would be a fun thing to open up phones on today. So I want to do that now on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. I say Scherzer is as good as we've had in DC when it comes to watchability and just enjoying someone work. Has anyone matched him? Who is the guy in DC, the player that you loved watching when they were at their best the most? 800-636-1067 is the number. Let me make the case for Scherzer. First of all, he's always great. He doesn't really have bad games. Even on games when he's not himself, like when he gave up the three homers back-to-back-to-back to start a game in Arizona a few weeks back, he still settles in and pitches competitively well over the course of the rest of the start. There aren't stinkers. He's not ever going out there in 2 2/3 and giving up 9 hits and 8 earnings. It does not happen. More often than not, he pitches at a level that is among the best in baseball, like last night. Strikeouts get the people moving. They're provocative. He is the strikeout king in the sport at this moment. Nobody punches out batters like he does. Just about every time he throws, he K's 9, 10, 11, 12. So it's sexy because of the punchies, first. The stuff blows you away. What moves the needle from a pitching standpoint? Velocity and swing and miss breaking balls. He checks both boxes. He sits 95, 96. You'll never see him throw less than 94 with four seams. He touches 97 and he can find 98. Blows people away with elevated fastballs constantly. He's got one of the best sliders in the sport. What his slider's doing this year, missing bats, is unlike, I would say, all but maybe 4 or 5 sliders from not just starting pitchers. You can throw relievers into the equation as well in all of baseball. So he's got stuff. He gets strikeouts. But here's where Max goes over the top for me as the guy I love to watch. It's really not even about how good he is. And if you are a diehard Nats fan and you know and love baseball, you know exactly what I'm saying. It's his demeanor. It's his hunger. That the word passion is overused, but it is his passion. It is how much he cares. It is that he is living and dying with every pitch. He's not going to have a tantrum if he gives up a home run. But he's going to have a tantrum if you give a batter timeout as the home plate umpire right as he's about to throw. He works with fury. Everything he does is in a frenzy. He is animated. When a pitching coach, Maddox, or a manager, Baker, comes out to the mound, you're not greeted favorably. He is going to curse to get off of the mound. He did it to Matt Williams. He does it to Dusty Baker. It doesn't matter who you are. You reincarnate the greatest manager in the sport from the Hall of Fame, was dead and buried, and you bring him back. And Max, who's a student of the game, is going to have reverence for that person. They come out to tell Max he's done in the seventh. If he's got anything left in the tank, he's going to curse them to get off his mound. It happened again last night. I love watching him. He is angry. He is confident. I don't know another pitcher who screams every time he releases the baseball late in his outings, but he does that. He sounds like a Williams sister playing tennis every time they hit the ball. Every single time. Who does that? I'll tell you who does it. Max Scherzer. That's it. He is my favorite player in town to watch, and it's not just right now. I'm talking maybe ever. And this is not recency effect. I will make a case for Gilbert Arenas in the conversation when he was at his apex. And I've got one other guy, matter of fact, it's a Redskin, who I think is deserving of some run in this discussion. But I want to get to your calls next as well. Favorite players to watch in DC on that Scherzer level, either because they were great or just the way that they went about their craft. Grant and Danny, sorry for that annoying noise that I just made. 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.